Hey friends, 21st of June for Pray Today, and I'm going to read some tough verses for you today. Is that okay with you? We get tough. All right, still with Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus in chapter 7 of Matthew, verses 13 and 14, he really puts it out there. All right, here's what he says. He says, "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Boy, this is so straightforward that Jesus talks about a wide gate and a wide road, and a small gate and a narrow road. And Jesus says some words here that are kind of hard to swallow, honestly. He says that only if you find that narrow road. But here's the deal. We all get the choice of whether we take the wide road. You think about a wide road. A wide road's easy to travel down. A wide road with no bumps or no curves. It's just kind of sitting on cruise control, and that's really the road that the world's going down. And Jesus says, if you really want to follow me, if you really want to find life, then choose the narrow road. One quote that I read is that we need to opt out of the mainstream. To opt out of the mainstream means to say, if the whole world is going this way, and this is not what God desires for me to go down, then I'm going to choose that narrower road. And that narrower road is less traveled. It's much scarier. There's a lot more dips and potholes, it seems, but it leads to life. So let me ask you this today. Is taking the narrow road worth it? I can sit here today and say without a doubt it is. And my prayer for you today is that you deem not only to take the narrow road, but that you deem that it's worth it completely and totally. Let's pray. Lord, we want to follow the Word instead of the world. We want to opt out of the mainstream. Lord, you don't call us to go down the road that this world goes down. You call us to go down the narrow road after entering through the narrow gate. Jesus, you said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." That's the narrow gate. That's the entry point to the narrow road, is opening up that narrow gate that you said, "This is the road that leads to me. No other road but this one leads to me." God, may we take these verses seriously. May we live our lives in such a way that we show that we desire for others to come alongside us on this narrow road. And Lord, would you help those that we love and care about to open that narrow gate, to enter through it. And when we enter through the narrow gate, we are assured of salvation. So Lord, anyone that you're putting on our heart right now, co-workers, classmates, family members who don't know you, may they find that narrow gate. May we pray for them by name right now to you, either out loud or silently. Lord, we bring these people that we love to you. May you help them to see the narrow road is totally worth it. In Jesus' name.